The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
It is a Friday on Bob Burney Live, and I welcome you today. Most of you know that on Fridays we really relax our screening, and we'll take a phone call from just about anybody on just about any topic on Fridays. I love to hear from our audience. And sometimes I need to apologize for not encouraging more phone calls. And here's my explanation, and I hope it makes sense. Many talk shows are caller-centered, and that's fine. That is absolutely fine. In other words, the program is really centered on the phone calls, and so that is the emphasis. Most of the program is talking to listeners and so forth. That is just fine. My program has always been more content-centered rather than caller-centered. That doesn't mean it's better or worse. It's just my personal preference. And here's the reason why, and I probably haven't explained it for a long, long time. Your time is valuable. I understand that. You could be listening to many, many, many other talk shows. You could be listening to music, which is fine, particularly if it's Christian music. That's fine. Nobody loves Christian music any more than I do. I just realize your time is extremely important. And I also understand that with the nature of radio, people are tuning in, tuning out, tuning in, tuning out, especially this time of day. This time of day, there are lots and lots of things going on. During the school year, people are picking up kids from school, dropping off at soccer practice, and, you know, other people are getting off work, they're getting in their car, they're getting out of the car. This time of day is kind of prime time for talk radio, but it also is very challenging because for most people, this is one of the busiest times of the day. People are getting off of work. People are getting out of school. People are going here, going there. And so people are constantly dropping in and out of the program. Because of that, I just want to do my best to make sure that your time that you spend with me is valuable. So I try my best. I work very hard every day to comb through probably a dozen different news sources, and I print off, I don't know, I print off 20, 30 stories, different topics, subjects every day. I don't believe I've ever come into the studio with less than 20. And sometimes I'll come in with 30, 35, even 40. Never get to all of them. But, you know, just in case. And then I prioritize them in order of importance of the things that I think you need to hear and that you want to hear. So if you give me 15 minutes, I want to give you as much information as I possibly can in 15 minutes. If you can give me a half an hour, I want to give you a lot of information. If you can listen to me for an hour, I want to give you a boatload of information. I love to hear from our listeners. I love to hear from you. I love to get you on the air. I love for you to call in. I love for you to give me your opinion. I love for you either to agree or disagree or whatever. I love to get you on the air. But that's up to you. So I'm going to read through the stories. I'm going to get through as many as I can, give you as much information as I possibly can every day to encourage you, educate you, inspire you. And in the meantime, I want you to call. So that's just kind of the way I do talk radio. Many, many, many talk shows operate in a completely different manner, and that's fine. Again, I'm not saying that one is better than the other. That's just the way I do it, and I've been doing it for a long, long time. The reason I went through all of that is I want to make it absolutely clear. I want to make it absolutely certain that you know I'd love to hear from you. And so I encourage your phone calls. And on Friday, we dumped Open Phone Friday for a long time. And then we had a whole bunch of people say, but why didn't you bring back, you know, open? We miss Open Phone Friday. And so we listened to you. And although I don't push it, we open the phone lines on Friday to just about anybody, to just about any topic. So that's kind of the way we run things in a nutshell. So delighted to have you. Here's my telephone number after I went through all of that. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And on most days of the week, I ask that the phone calls be on topic. And during the rest of the week, it's not unusual at all for Jeff over on the other side of the glass to say, Bob's not talking about that today. Or we've moved on to another topic. Why don't you call on Friday? But on Friday, you won't hear that. Jeff will never tell you, well, that's off topic. Not on Fridays. So if you want to switch gears completely, go into something that we're not discussing at all, but you think we should, give me a call. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Here is an update on the Gibson's Bakery versus Oberlin College, the legal case. I reported to you last week that a Lorain County jury had awarded Gibson's Bakery $11 million. What's the story? It goes all the way back to 2016. There was a shoplifting incident at the bakery. The owner's son tried to apprehend the shoplifters. There was an altercation, some pushing and shoving. Police were called. Three students from Oberlin College were arrested. Well, later the students said it was racial. The only reason they were stopped is not because they were shoplifting, but because they were black and the owner's son was white. And so it was all a racial thing. And the college got involved, particularly Meredith Raimondo, the college's dean of students. She began passing around information, encouraging protests down at the bakery. Well, in the meantime, the three students pleaded guilty. They had a change of heart, and they said, yeah, we did it. And you know what? We don't blame the owner's son at all for trying to apprehend us. We were wrong. And they pleaded guilty, but it didn't make any difference. There were all kinds of protests at the encouragement of the school, Oberlin College. As a result, Gibson's Bakery took a huge hit in business, in revenue, and so forth. So they sued. And last week, they were granted $11 million. Well, it gets better. Today, the same county jury has awarded $33.2 million in punitive damage. They actually awarded $44 million, but that would have been more than the state allows. So the bottom line, $33.2 million. And get this. Oberlin College, that has an endowment of almost $1 billion, not quite, almost $1 billion, says, we're too poor to pay. Please have mercy on us. Really? Yeah. That didn't sit well with the judge. I am sure Oberlin College is going to appeal this, but right now it is a real victory for business owners who have been bullied by a far, far, far left-leaning college here in Ohio. It's a real victory for the little guy right here in Ohio. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Krista on the west side of Columbus. Krista, you hang tight, all right? We will be back with you in just a moment. And I've got a phone line waiting for you as well at 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live on a Friday. And as promised, we're going to go straight to Krista on the west side of Columbus. Krista, welcome. Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Krista.
Hi. A long-time listener, my husband and I listen to you every day coming home from work. So I called today because I didn't call the other day because for the first time ever, I kind of hung up or turned your station off in frustration and hurt and maybe even disappointment over the reporting of the Mount Carmel issues.
Okay.
It's close to my heart. My husband's worked there for over 40 years, been a loyal employee. We have a lot of friends that work there, as most people in Columbus do, you know, for the Mount Carmel system.
Sure.
Trinity is a huge, huge, huge place to work.
Right.
And it's a good place to work.
Good.
The events that have happened are horrible and tragic, no doubt.
Right.
There are people that are dead. My husband, my late husband, passed away in 2003. I had called earlier your program a couple years ago to tell you about it, but he had a similar situation as the fentanyl deaths in Doctors West.
Really?
He was septic and was dying.
Yeah.
Was declared brain dead, and they told me they could make him comfortable, and they did, and he passed.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, if I had investigated, I probably would have found many of the same characteristics as the fentanyl deaths. However, he was a Christian, and he went home to be with the Lord, and I was okay with it.
Okay.
That's where my position is with that, okay? And that's not to say that what happened was right. At Mount Carmel, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that there are always circumstances, and for all of us to judge right away maybe is a little bit unfair on all circumstances.
Okay.
My second issue is that.
Let's stop right there because I want to make sure. Are you saying that you believe that I was being judgmental?
I feel like, yes, maybe just a little bit. Maybe the frustration I heard in your voice over the whole situation came through as critical to me. Yes, I will say that.
Okay. If that is the case, I apologize, Krista. As I've dealt with the Mount Carmel thing, and I've dealt with it probably a dozen times, each time I've tried to be very sympathetic to the people who work there, the people who are employed there, and I have said repeatedly, I hope and pray this does not take down the Mount Carmel system because we need them, but I have been very open that it has been a horrific situation and a public relations nightmare for them, particularly, you know, moving to a brand new facility and the whole Legionnaires thing. But if you feel I was being judgmental, seriously, I want to apologize. That certainly was not my intention.
And I accept your apology. I don't know that it's necessarily necessary. It's probably more a thing of the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
It's certainly not the first time I've heard it. You know, in my quilting classes, I've heard people ranting and raving. You know,
sure.
So it's a general thing, and I get it. It's just frustrating. But I also
sure.
think that as Christians, because we're brothers and sisters, you and I,
mm-hmm.
I think that we overlook a bigger picture of this, that there is spiritual battle going on at Mount Carmel right now. Mount Carmel is probably one of the last places in the city where right to life is very important to them. And I think that we ignore the spiritual battle or the right to life that goes on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to encourage listeners to pray for the hospital. You know, we can all tear down, but what the Bible says is that a wise woman builds her house and a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. And I think that we need to build our house on the foundation of Christ and what his work is here on this earth. And you know, I'm preaching to the choir here because the people that are Christians on this station get it.
Yeah.
But I think that in the community in general, we just need to build our house just a little bit better.
All right.
And that's all I have to say today. I appreciate what you do, Bob.
I
can't be wrong at all.
Well, Krista, I appreciate your criticism. I do. I always appreciate constructive criticism. And take it to heart. And I appreciate the fact that you and your husband are daily listeners. That means a great deal to me. And I am delighted that you've called and had the courage to bring up what you did. And I appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob. God bless.
You as well. God bless and have a wonderful weekend. All right, let's go to Pam in London, Ohio. Hi, Pam. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you today? Yes.
I'm fine. I got something that's been bothering me. For the pro-abortion people, they never seem to talk about anything except abortion. They never talk about free birth control, or most intelligent people have a problem. They're worried about these women getting pregnant and having illegal abortions. Why aren't they finding other solutions? They're not picketing for anything except abortion. I never hear a word about it. And it really bothers me that somehow I think maybe Planned Parenthood is making too much money on abortions, or I don't know, but I want to hear that if they're legitimate and they really are concerned about women and illegal abortions, then there's other ways to approach this problem.
Well, you said it very, very well, Pam, and I couldn't agree more. And you're right. Planned Parenthood is making a bundle of money, and they spend millions of dollars supporting liberal politicians. There is a partnership there. Pam, thanks. I wish we had more time, but I've got to go. Thanks for calling.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.